Well, David Wallace, part of the Flippin family, part of the Flippin folks that we're talking to, and tell me a little bit about your job.
I run the Declamation Ranger Boats, and I've been associated with lots of different departments and worked in many of them, and very unique operations where we blow the fiberglass on the backside of the gel-coated mold, and it's prepped out, rolled out, and then some supports are bonded and put on afterwards, and then from there we go into a second stage of blown fiber, and it's rolled out by hand and prepped. And from that area we go into another area of adding the live well, storage boxes, and many more supports. And there's of course no wood in a Ranger boat except for forest. That's right. And very important, that's the most important piece of wood that's in a Ranger boat.
Right.
So,
well, you know, you talk about looking at this thing, and you've been here how many years?
I've been here 30 years.
So you've been here about as long as the planet, at least 10, I guess.
Yes, sir.
And you start thinking about the history and some of the stuff that you've got with this. I mean, what makes your job exciting? You sound like, I mean, you know, you've got this detail work that you do. What makes it exciting for you?
We basically all started here, or a lot of us did, as school kids. And back in the day, you could hire 16-year-olds. And that's made up partly of the night crew back when. And so we had a healthy competition between us. And, you know, not only in doing better, trying to outdo the other, Mr. Wood would come through, you know, and of course his expectations were high for us to do things correctly. And without him having to say that, and he had a demeanor about him that would... One of his favorite sayings was, is it good enough that you would buy it yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And that's always stuck with us. And through the years, we've improved, of course, you know, and things, and the processes have changed, of course, but we've improved our ability to build a boat a little bit more efficiently, a little bit better. But and the demand is more, of course, than it used to be. But having healthy competition, I think it's very important still today in today's workforce, and it might make us a little bit more unique because it's a hands-on process. It's healthy to have that competition, and there's a difference between just getting outright mad at each other.
Well, I bet you have.
We've had some issues, but we've always worked through them, and we've become closer. And this is where the family starts, where the Ranger family starts coming in. So it's a very unique place to work because you have the freedom to say, okay, what if we did it like this? Would it be better? And we have the opportunity to do it this way to see if it's better. What does a customer want? You know, that's the thing that we keep in mind. And
well, okay, 30 years you've been here.
30 years, uh-huh.
All right, and you've seen a lot of people come and go. You had the old timers that were here when you got here, you know, and have come and gone, retired.
Yes, sir.
What are some of the fondest memories that, you know, you've had? Give me one. You talk about these scrapes. Is this kind of a mental thing? What's going on with that? And then tell me a little bit about maybe one of those memories that you can relate to that has just been absolutely a great thing about being a Ranger.
You come to Ranger, when you come to the plant, when you look around, you go, it's in the middle of a cow pasture, okay?
Yeah, right.
There's farms all the way around, and there's cattle everywhere, and we have a lot of wildlife to get in the building, you know? We have doors open, and of course, we'd chase them around, chase them out of the building, you know? And I had a close friend, he's dead now, and he was chasing some birds around in a paint, in our gel coat storage room, and trying to get them out, you know, they were messing, you know, all over everything.
Right.
Don't mix well with your paint. So he was chasing around on top of the barrels. He's running from barrel to barrel. Well, the lid had been taken off one of the barrels partially, and it was full of light gray gel coat. And he went feet first down into this whole 55-gallon drum of gel coat. And when we got him out, he was gray from waist down.
Looked like a battleship.
Oh, it was the awfulest mess you ever seen. And there's been a lot of things that's went on through the years, you know.
You 30 years, were here during when the fire happened, right? You were here.
I've been involved in two fires here. And one caused by lightning. Come down into a gel coat booth. I was actually gel coating, or just got done gel coating. And it came down into the spill barrel and ignited. And it had quite a mess, and in a real flammable area where it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, you know, we of course went fire extinguishers, and everybody knew where that was, and
right,
everybody
right,
ran
right.
in and took care of it. But
see, that's that training. That's that training, yeah. You're looking at.
we've had a lot of characters that worked here that you want to talk about redneck.
Give me some. Name some of the characters. Name some of them. And tell me maybe a story or two about them.
Simon Osborne was a...
He keeps coming up.
Yeah, he was a little short guy, you know, that was in a maintenance area that kept things clean, and he's a hard worker, an extremely hard worker, and didn't have a wife or, you know, any kids. And so we pretty much, you know, he'd spent most of his life out here at Ranger, whether it be Saturday, Sunday or not. He'd camp out in the break room or something, you know.
Right, right.
Pretty unique little fella. He would work himself to the bone, you know, but... we got to missing lunches, and we were going, okay, where's our lunch in the refrigerator, you know? And you look over, you'd see Simon, he'd be eating somebody's lunch, you know? Most of the time, mine or somebody else's. But and you get a little bit mad because you've worked hard and you're hungry, and you get a little bit upset, but you go, you know, that's okay. You know, I mean, he doesn't have nobody to cook for him or anything. So we finally just fed
him. Did you get even with him?
Not really. No.
You didn't make him like a, you know,
no.
Peanut butter and paste sandwich or
no.
You didn't do any of that stuff?
We had another little guy that worked in the maintenance. He came up and we called him Shorty. That's his nickname. And he said, "You want to see a piece of bacon fries?" And, sure. So he just throws himself on the floor and he goes, he starts shriveling up, and he gets so tickled he almost chokes. So, but many more stories like that, and individuals that they've done all kinds of silly things, you know.
That's what makes it fun to work here, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Oh yeah. But again, I think one of the most important things that we've done here, or Mr. Woods has allowed us to be ourselves, and not only have an idea, but put that idea to practice and just see if it works, you know. So we've had that freedom, and I think it's paid off.
Thanks for being one of the flipping folks.